No, this is not for me. This is for the one who puts it out. Figure out the change. No, this is for the one who puts it out. It's what is it? $13. What is it? Sells for $13. Yeah. Tonight, Mr. Gruber, who's one of the regular participants in the shiur, has yahrzeit for his father. So we'll dedicate the shiur in his memory. The name is Rabbi Saul Shimshon Ben. No, this is not for me. This is for the one who puts it out. Figure out the change. No, this is for the one who puts it out. It's, what is it? $13. Tonight, Mr. Gruber, who's one of the regular participants in the shiur, has yahrzeit for his father. So we'll dedicate the shiur in his memory. The name is Rabbi Saul Shimshon Ben Tzvi. We started the Mishnah on Chav Vav Amud Aleph. We in the middle of the whole sugya. Maybe we'll review again. The Mishnah talks about writing forms of gittin or other shtaris, aksube, a form of a mechiras chometz, a form of a tnoim, all kinds of documents in advance, and then just filling out the names and the amount of money and the date and the city. So when is this permissible and when do we not allow it? So there are three shitas in the Mishnah. The first shita is Tanakama, that the big mystery in the Gemara, whose shita does this represent? We know there's a big machlekes, Rab Meir and Rab Loza, but they're the chasima karsi, they're the mitzvah karsi. So the Gemara is going to work on it. Who is the Tanakhama? You have the Tanakhama. Then you have the second sheet is Rab Yudah, and the third sheet is Rab Loza. So the Gemara says on the, so we started like this. The Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis, Chavav Amud Beis, the last 10 lines, the Gemara quotes Rab Zeira, says in the name of Rab Abba Bar Shela, who says in the name of Rab Hamnuna Sova, who says in the name of Rab Abba Bar Rahava, says in the name of Rav. He heard from Rav, five generations later already, that the din is like the third Tana. Halachic Rav Lozer. The din is like the third Tana. And Rav used to refer to Rav Lozer, Rav Korya Leder Rav Lozer, to Vaina the Hakimi. He was the brightest of all the Tana. We pass him like Rav Lozer. What does Rav Lozer say in the Mishnah? So now that we know what the din is, so what does he say? That by get, you have to have everything written Lishmo. Not only the Torah, the Iker part, the crucial part of the get, that if that's missing, the whole get is possible, but even the peripheral lines also, that really you don't even need it in the get. We have 12 lines in the get. That's the gematria of Gimel Tes is 12 lines. So we have a lot of extra nusach there that you can really live without. So it's only mid the Rabbanon that you require that everything should be written in the Shema. So that's what the Mishnah says. Ablaza machshe b'chulam. Says all the other stars don't need ksiva l'shma, so it's not a problem if the text is already printed. You have a form that's printed in advance, and just fill it out now. Chutz megidei nashim, that everything has to be written l'shma, even the tofes, even the part that's really not so important. Everything has to be written l'shma. And then we learned last week the Mishnah says shenemar. So the Gemara chapter shenemar. Shenemar means he's quoting a pasuk a real din d'oraisa. That you tell me that you even need the tofes also. Every line of the 12 lines that it gets has to be written on Shema. That's only Midi Rabbanan. How can you say Shenema? So the Gemara says you have to add on the word, the last line on Amud Aleph. The Gemara says you have to add on Mishum Shenema. Mishum Shenema, it says in the Chumash that there's a din deraisa din yirik siva l'shmo on the Torah. So because of that din, they made it there that you even need the typhus also. They were guys of typhus at the Torah. Okay, so that half of Rab Lazar, we pass like Rab Lazar. Rav says we pass like Rab Lazar. So one half of Rab Lazar, we understand that the get needs lishmo on the ikar of the get, and with the Rabbanon you even need lishmo on the typhus also. Even on the part of the get that you could do without, but with Machmir with the Rabbanon, the get is no good if any part of it is written shalom lishmo. All 12 lines have to be written lishmo. But then Rab Lazar's machshe b'chulam, he says all the other shtaris are good, even though it's written in advance and there was no tzivui habal, because you don't need tzivui lishma. So that was what we discussed last week. Machlekes Rashi and Taisus, this big Taisus on Amud Aleph. Machlekes Rashi and Taisus on the Mishnah. We task like Rav Loza, so we got to know what did Rav Loza say in Shar Shtaris. He means to say that the whole shtar can be filled out in advance. I can come to a chasana and I'll fill out the ksuba at home. The chasana didn't tell me to fill out the ksuba. So when I fill out the ksuba, it's in ganzen shalom lishma. The din is that Iksuba doesn't need Lishma. But is there any Chumri, even with the Rabbanan, that you need anything Lishma in the Iksuba? So Taisu says, no, you can fill out the entire Iksuba in advance before you come. If it's noisy by the Chasen and you don't want to get all tzitumov, so the rabbi can fill out the entire Iksuba in advance even without the authorization of the Chasen. He can't have the Edom sign without the authorization. The Edom can only sign if there's Tzivoi, if there's Das HaMeschayev. Yes, so the Das HaMeschayev will be when he'll make the Kabbalah's Kinyan and he'll express his agreement. The Chasen expresses his agreement in what it says there. But the rabbi can fill it out in advance. That's how Taisus learns Pshat. Taisus learns Venera the Reader, Blaz Machshav Shlosi, he can fill everything out in advance. And Rashi learns not so. Rashi says, no, you got to leave out the Iker of the Ksuba, and it has to be written later on with the Tzivri Haba. So the Pashtus, we pass on like Taisus. Pashtus Pshat in the Mishnah is the way Taisus says. So Taisus showed that they're right from the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Beis. So the Gemara says like this, the Rav Paskins like Rabbi Lazar, that by Shar Shtaris, Machshav Kulam, you can have the whole Shtar filled out in advance. Freg the Gemara, but it's not Mechzik Yishikra. He fills out the whole thing in advance. It's not true. He says, the Chosn agreed to obligate himself. The Chosn didn't agree to anything yet. They didn't even come to the Chuppah yet. What do you mean? The rabbi fills it out a week in advance. So the Gemara says, shouldn't there be a problem on Mechzik Yishikra? So the Gemara says, no, that opinion, who is it? Rav Papi, in the name of Rabbi, says that there's a problem, that it's not right to fill out a document before the thing really happened. You fill out a document that something took place and it didn't take place yet. So Rav Papi says, you're not allowed to do that. Merzik is shikra. So the Gemara says, v'lei, so we don't pass them like that. The Gemara proved that it's so. So then that's where we almost finished this Gemara. And then we're up to the last four lines on Omud, on Chovav Amud Beis. So the Gemara says, Avol b'shar shtaris loy. In a get unique siva the shema. That's why you can't fill it all out in advance. Avol b'shar shtaris loy, but in all other shtaris, Rav Lozer says in the Mishnah, all other shtaris that don't need siva the shema. A get isha needs siva the shema. A shtar kiddushin needs siva the shema. Means if he wants to be mekadosh the isha, ksuba is not a shtar kiddushin. Yeah. He gives it a ring. He's mekadosh bekesef. So the ksuba is just a shtar on the money. On the money. Shichur Evik 90 needs Ksiva Lishma. There's certain shtaris that need Ksiva Lishma. All the other shtaris don't need Ksiva Lishma. So the Gemara says, Rav Lozer passes by a get, if you filled it out in advance, filled out any part of it in advance, no good. You have to, the whole 12 lines of the get have to be written Lishma, even the Taifas also. But Bishar shtaris, everything can be written Shalom Lishma, because there's no problem of Mechzik Yishikra. So the Gemara says, and we know this, that there's no psul, there's no ishra, mechzik yishikra. We know from another memory, in another case. Amar Abasi, Amar Rabbi Yechanan. That's the last four lines on Chavov and Mabez. Yeah. Rabasi quotes in the name of Rabbi Yechanan. Rabasi was the Talmud of Rabbi Yechanan. So he says, Shtar shalava bo pro. Let's say the Leiva borrowed $100 from the Malva. So he gives him a shtar. The Leiva gives a shtar to the Malva. I owe you $100, and it has today's date. Every shtar, you have to write the date in order to know when the Shiva Nechosin begins. If the Leiva will sell his real estate to Lukuchas, to somebody else, so whatever karka he sells after the date, after this mana cost of the shtar, will be meshubit to the Malva. And in the event that the Leiva won't have any money to pay, if the Leiva has money to pay, so go collect from the Leiva. And if Roy Menachosim Shibad, you have no right to collect from the Lukuchas, if the Leiva still has money to pay. But if the Leiva is broke, he has no assets, so then you have a right to go to the Lukuchas, the people who bought the real estate from him, because there's a lien. There's a lien on the property. There's a Shiba Nechasim. Yeah. So the Shiba Nechasim only begins from the date of Zman HaKasa B'Shtar. So he made a halvor, let's say, 9 o'clock in the morning, and he writes a shtar with today's date. He doesn't write the Zman, what time, he just writes the day of the month, the day of the week. And then 2 hours later, he pays up the chayiv. The loiva pays up the $100. He needed the money for some business investment. He pays up the chayiv and he takes back the shtar. And then in the afternoon, 3 o'clock in the afternoon, he wants to borrow another time. The same amount of money, it's the same day. So does he have to rip up the first shtar and write another shtar? Or can he just give him back the same old shtar? The shtar has the same amount of money, same malva, the same loiva, the same city, the same date, everything is kosher. So the Gemara says that it's no good. Shtar shalava bo, if the loiva once borrowed money and he gave the shtar, upro, and then he paid it up, and then on the same day he wants to borrow the same amount of money from the same person, the same place, everything the same, so the nusach is good, So Rabbi Yechanan says, you cannot use it a second time. You cannot use it a second time in the same day. Why? What do the words mean? The story that originally the shtar was talking about one halvor. So the loyve gives the shtar to the malve, and the malve is holding on to it. Whenever this tree says balashtar, then the shtar gives a haggadah seder. So shtar is a haggadah seder, picks up. So kolzman, the malve holds on to the shtar, so the shtar is telling a story. The minute the loyve paid up the money and the malve returns the shtar to the loyve, so it doesn't tell a story anymore, because it's no longer a tvises balashtar. The loyve is the das hamischayev. He's the one against whom the shtar is testifying. So kolzman, the malve holds on to it, so it tells a story that the loyve owes him money. The minute the loyve pays the money, he gives him back the shtar. It doesn't tell a story anymore. So then you want to borrow another amount, the same amount of money on the same day, in the same city, the same name, give back the same shtar. So since this shtar was once giving a Haggadah Seder and it stopped, so now it cannot continue to give another Haggadah Seder on another story, on a different halvoah. That's not acceptable. That's the Chiddush of Rabbi Yechanan.
What if he sold some nechasim in between the two halvoahs? So it's not such a Chiddush. Because the nechasim that he sold now,
you don't write the time of the day.
No, but
the hour you don't write.
But if he sold nechasim a minute after he made the first halvor,
after he sold it, you mean? After
he won't be able. Last week we discussed. According to Taisus, there won't be shim nechasim until Sof Hayom.
Until
Sof Hayom. That was what Taisus said. Because when I gave you the shtar that I owe you $100,000, and it says today's date, and it doesn't say what time of the day, so it's not buchach mitachet till Sof Hayom. So whatever you sell on that day won't be Meshubit anyway, because maybe I gave you the shtar the last minute in the day. So you'll only be able to collect from the chasim that he sold the next day anyway. So it's not going to be an issue on that. No, but Rabbi Yechanan says a different word. Nimchal Shibudei. When you're holding on to a shtar, when the malva is holding on to a shtar, he gives the haggadah seder. Kozman is, he says, Balashtar, this is haggadah seder. And he keeps on talking and talking and talking. The shtar keeps on saying the haggadah seder. But then it stops all of a sudden. Why? If the malva loses the shtar, that's not called a lack of tvises balashtar. Yes, he doesn't know where it is. It's still tvises balashtar. But if he surrenders the shtar to the loyve, because for a good reason, because the
doesn't exist.
So the shtar ceases to give haggadah seder. So then you want it to re-exist.
So what's wrong?
So that's what Rabbi Yechanan says.
Something intrinsic in the shtar. Said that we only by getting by ksuba you need the
intrinsic shtar.
No, that's ksiba l'shmo.
So whatever it is, it's tvisa again and again. It says
why should we again a good thing? We're talking about the liam. We're talking that everything stops.
So now you want it to start all over again, so you can't use the same shtar.
If I rewrite another one, it would be.
Yeah, you rewrite another shtar, it's good.
Just to have it.
That's the Chiddush of
Rabbi. You got a mamet shloshen here. I mean, you got the loiver and the malva agreeing on that they should be on the ship.
Yeah, they want. Yeah, yeah. No mamet shloshen.
I mean, it's both
better than mamet shloshen. The same two people. Better than
mamet. The Eidus are not testifying about the thing that happened in the afternoon. The Eidus are testifying what happened in the morning.
Even if you have the same two witnesses and they see the way he lends them the same amount of money in the same day, in the same afternoon, everything the same, still no good.
Because
this shtar is giving a Haggadah Seder in the morning on one halvor. And now you want it to change its tune, it should start telling a different Haggadah. So that's Rabbi Yechanan Zok Tachidish. He can ding Zok. That's Rabbi Yechanan says a Chidish, that it's no good.
What's with an IOU shtar? Somebody has an IOU star.
Yeah.
That can change hands 10 times. People can sell IOU stars.
So Rabbi Yoshi Ber gave a whole Yotzat Shira on this kasha, exactly this kasha. So he said, as a child, he asked his father, when I give you a shtar, I owe you money,
right. And
then you sell the shtar to somebody else, and he sells it to somebody else. So then the halacha says that the Haggadah Seder does change. And now I say, I owe him the money, how come?
Right.
So he said that his father answered, it's not Nimchal Shibud over there.
Yeah.
The star never stopped talking.
Yeah.
When you're holding on to the star, so it says, I owe you money. When you give it to someone else, it still continues to say that it never stopped talking for a minute. It never stopped talking. But here it's
stopping talking is an halacha.
Here it's gestorben. The star is gestorben. Then it can't have a tchias amesim on the star. That's Rabbi Yechanan saying. It can't have a tchias amesim. The star can change its story. The Shtar originally said Ayo Reuven, now it says Ayo Shimon, and then it says Ayo Levi. When they keep on transferring the Shtar from one to the other, the Shtar keeps on talking. That's okay. The Shtar can change the story because he gave it to a different person, so the story did change. And the Shtar keeps on changing in accordance with the Metzias. The Metzias changed. But if it's Nimchal Shibudai, so then the Shtar stopped giving Haggadah Seydis, so that's Rabbi Yochanan's Chiddush, that you can't restore the Asvar. That's Rabbi Yochanan's Svar, that you can't restore the Shtar, the Haggadah Seydis of the Shtar.
Rabbi? If somebody wrote the Ksuba for one woman, and suddenly they came by the 5 minutes before they already had Eidim signed, and then they went up to the Chuppah, and suddenly they decided not to get married. Now, a month later, he married
another girl
with the same name, with the same guy, can kind of use the club again.
Well, same girl! Yeah, just a question of the wrong date.
Why, if you can't, the same day he falls in love with another girl.
That's okay, that's okay.
Same thing.
The Ketubah would be the same thing as here. Same thing, because the Shtar never began to give a Haggadah Seydis. If it once gave a Haggadah Seydis, then it stopped. Nimchal Shibudai. You're starving, then you can't make a Tchias HaMeitzim on the Shtar.
You have to make a new Ketubah.
So by the Ksuba, let's say he wrote a Ksuba intending to marry one girl.
Yeah.
And then later on they backed out, then he marries another girl on the same day with the same name, everything in the same place, everything
the same. They didn't want to lose the money from the caterer.
Okay, so that's good, that's good.
But what happens if the same woman, he marries that woman, he divorces her the same day, and then remarries her? That would be the same thing, no? He marries a woman and gives her a Ksuba.
Yeah.
Divorces her, gets back the Ksuba, and remarries her.
If he divorced her, did he pay her the Ksuba yet or not?
No, he didn't pay her.
Also, she still holds on to the Ksuba. The Ksuba never stopped giving Haggadah Seydis. The Ksuba says he owes her the money.
Suppose he pays her up to Ksuba now.
He paid the money, so the Ksuba ceases to give her Haggadah Seydis.
Same thing.
So even if he remarries her on the same day, it won't help.
Rashi
because that's Nimchal Shibudai.
Rashi says, a carcass and Shibudai Shub. He says, a bitul, a star, v'yein kakos and Shibudai. So he's talking about the Shibud carcass. So Rashi doesn't seem to hold that the Shibud starts the next day.
Why? Then goes Mishwada Shubla Malvah Shluva Shniya Shaloi Oleh Nesh Mishtaza. On the same day, yeah, everything's on the same day.
It's mashma from Russia that the Shibud starts right away on the car.
How do you see? That's the Shaila, the Ramban with the Tesis. Tesis holds that the Shibud only begins Misofayom, and the Ramban on this daf disagrees with the Tesis. So the Gemara just quoted this. Din of Rabbi Yechanan.
Yeah.
What has got to do with our daf? They're trying to demonstrate time of the Nimchal Shibudai. The only reason Rabbi Yechanan says that it's no good is because this Shtar Halvor was once giving Haggadah Seydis on the first Halvor, and then it stopped giving Haggadah Seydis when he paid up, when the Loibe paid up the Chayiv, and the Malva surrendered the Shtar, even before he surrenders the Shtar. But the Shtar stopped giving Haggadah Seydis because the Malva admits that he's not entitled to any money. So the Shtar ceases to give the Haggadah Seydis. Then later he borrows the same amount of money, so you can't reinstate the Shtar after it once gave Haggadah Seydis and it stopped giving Haggadah Seydis. But the fact that the Shtar was written before the second Halvor, that doesn't bother me. Eis Mechzik Ishikra. They wrote the whole Shtar before the second Halvor.
Right.
They made the first Halvor, then they wrote a Shtar on the first Halvor. And then he paid up the first Halvor, then he wants to give back the Shtar. Then he wants to borrow a second Halvor. So what do you have to come on to the reason of Nimchal Shibudo, heavy artillery, Nimchal Shibudai, that he gave a Haggadah Seydis and it stopped and it's not Tchias HaMeisim on a Shtar and it's not the same as the IOU because it keeps on switching. So okay. Continuous Haggadah Seydis, what do you need such a heavy explanation? Why don't you just say it's Mechzik Yishikla, so Zetman Klor, Mechzik Yishikla Lo Yichashin, and that is not a problem. Mechzik Yishikla does not pose a problem. So that was the Gemara's conclusion, that it doesn't bother us, that Mechzik Yishikla is not a problem. That was the Maskanas HaGemara.
Anyway.
Okay, good. So let's go back to the beginning. Let's go back. On Chof Vavam and Aleph, the Gemara is commenting in the very beginning, the first tikkala in the Gemara, right after the Mishnah. The Gemara is commenting on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the Tanakhama says, we don't pasken like the Tanakhama. Rav says that we don't know who the Tanakhama is yet. The Gemara is going to have a machlokes whether the Tanakhama is like Rav Meir or like Rav Lozer. That's going to be a problem. How can the Tanakhama be Rav Lozer if Rav Lozer is the third Tan in the Mishnah? The three Tanoim, the anonymous Tanakhama, we don't know who he is, the mystery Tanakhama, then Rav Yudah, and then Rav Lozer. So how can the Tanakhama be Rav Lozer if that's the third Tanakhama? So the Gemara says on the top line on Amud Beis, Kasha the Rav Lozer, Ad the Rav Lozer. How can the Tanakhama be Rav Lozer? If he's the third Tan in the Mishnah, yeah. Gemara says, you're right, it's two versions of what Rav Lozer said. Trey Tanai, I'll leave it Rav Lozer. So Machlekes HaTanayim, what did Rav Lozer say? Whatever the Tanakhama says doesn't matter, because we Rav says we pass like Rav Lozer. The third one in the Mishnah. Forget about the first Tan, we pass like the third. So what does it say? Let's go again. What does it say? The Tanakhama, whoever he is, says, we do permit the Sefer to have a form of the get written, prepared, printed in advance, provided that it leaves out the names and the date. That's all, you have to leave out the names and the date. What about the get has to be the Shema? So that's what the Gemara says, the first tikkun of Gemara. Amar Rav Yudah Shmuel, that's self-evident, that's the obvious. You don't even have to, the Mishnah doesn't have to say. Mishnah just says he has to leave out blank, Makam Elisha, the names and the date, in order to fill it in later. But it's obvious, has to leave out the Ika get, has to be written in Shema. So that's what Shmuel Adzan, Tzach Shaniach, Haf Makam Harea Muteres, Mechol Adam. He has to leave out that line also. That's a double Pasha. So here the Rishonim have a whole discussion that's quoted in L'Haloch and Shulchan Aruch and Eben Ezra. We discussed this a long time ago. There is a Mishnah on Pei Hei Amid Aleph. That's how you should. I think that's how we started the Masechta. We started from Daf Tehei. The Masechta, the Mishnah tells you, finally tells you on Daf Tehei, what is the text that they get? What does it say then they get? Gufa shall get. The Masechta starts from Daf Beis about a Shliach, and Chutzlo, it's a Takana, the Rabbanon, we're not sure exactly what the reason for the Takana is. Machlegas, Rabbi and Rabbi, but this is where the Masechta really, this is the real thing. So on Tehei, Amid Aleph, on the bottom line on the Amid, the second Mishnah on the Daf says, Gufa shall get, what is the text that they get? Harei Amuteres L'Chalon, that's the main thing. Then the Mishnah says, Rabbi Yudaim, Rabbi Yudah disagrees with the Tanakhama, and he says you have to have a little more. It has to say also in the get, V'dein di habilichi minoi, V'dein v'zeh. And this should be from me, this get should serve to you from me, Sefer Teruchin, the Gerish Shvukin, the get Peturin. It's the same thing written three times. This should be the document with which I divorce you, Limahach, that you can go, Laleches, Lehisnasva, to marry Lechol Gvar, to any man, Disei Tzvayin, whom you choose. Rabbi Yudah says that has to say that also. And the Tanakhama holds that it doesn't have to say that Nusach. It doesn't have to say in the Aramaic, and it doesn't have to say it in the Hebrew. The day in the Hevlichim, you know, it doesn't have to say that this should be the document. So the Gemara says right in the middle of the Daf, on Pehei Amibes, the Gemara has the caption, Rabbi Yudah Amir B'dein, Rabbi Yudah Amir B'dein, Sefer Teruchin, Gerish Shvukin, in between the two dots. So then the Gemara says, B'mai Kameh Fligi, Avos B'Shteitem Achlegis, what are they fighting about? Whether it has to say B'dein? So the Gemara says, the Rabbanon don't require B'dein, it's not true. The Rabbanon also require B'dein, Rabbi Yudah Amir B'dein, that this should be, that with this document I am divorcing you. They also hold that it has to say. But they say, even if it's missing, B'dievet, if it's missing, it's Kemuva Me'el of Domi. That's like a yad. Let's say a person takes a ned there. So it says in the Chumash in Parshas Vayikra, Nefesh kisi shova levate bisosai. A person takes a shvuah, he has to say beferish with his lips. If he pledges money to tzedakah, let's say making an appeal, and he has a mind, he wants to give $100, $1,000, whatever. So we paskin that kol nediv levoy leseviu. On korbanis in the Beis HaMikdash is chal b'leiv. On tzedakah it's chal b'leiv. Nidri mitzvah, maybe a chal b'leiv ashala, men is mekabel tainas b'leiv, if it's chal. And in yonim of mitzvah is chal b'leiv. But if you're talking about a different shvuah, it takes a shvuah that he's going to stop smoking, he's going to stop drinking or something like whatever. Not really from the mitzvahs. Also on mitzvah sometimes, stop smoking, stop drinking. But let's say another, it takes a shvuah, he's not going to daven in that shul. An avera. He's not going to daven. He's going to fear on the machlekes. He doesn't like the rabbi. He doesn't like the gabbai. He doesn't like the whatever. He doesn't like the balkar. He's not going to daven in that shul. So the shvu is not chal, even absolute behechle gomor, 100% klor. That's what he's never going to daven. Never going to walk into the shul. The shvu is not binding unless he pronounces it with his lips, because the pasuk says nefesh kisi shava levate bisrasan. So the Mishnah says, but what if he says a neder or a shvu and he didn't say the whole sentence? He said enough words that it's understood what he was talking about. So that's the din of yad. Like a handle of a frying pan, a handle of a pot. You can hold on to the pot without holding on to the pot. I hold on the pot by holding on to a handle. So the Ran says in the Durham, this is a handle of a neder, a handle of a shvua. A yad means an incomplete sentence, but he said enough, what the rest of the sentence would have been. We can figure it out.
Right.
So, Yeah, that's a din deraisa, that there's a yad. So this din of yad is not only a, that happens, the psukim are written by shvuah, by neder, by shvuah. So but the din of yad is a din whenever you need a loshen, whenever you need either a loshen biksav or a loshen balpeh. Whenever you need a text, a nusach, and there's something missing, so whatever is moving me'elov is good, like the Gemara has in Avodah Zarah. In the first paragraph, the Gemara says, let's say you have a ksuba. Let's say you have a ksuba. I remember my wife, for fun, so she sometimes writes ksubas for some of the boys. So there was one ksuba, I remember, one of the rabbis in the yeshiva, she, when he got married, so she wrote the ksuba, and she would always read me the ksuba to make sure that she didn't make any mistake, and I was always half asleep, and I never paid attention. And after she did the whole thing, then I realized she left out Shnas Chamesh Meos, Chamesh Salofen. She left out the Chamesh Salofen. Every time she wrote the ksuba, she wrote, instead of writing the year 5,700, what is it now? In 57, so she wrote the year 757. She left out the 5,000. So the Gemara says, strictly speaking, it's good, because when you see this document, it's obvious that it wasn't written 5,000 years ago. It was written much more.
97. Instead of
97, like you write 97, everybody knows it's not 2097, it's not 1890.
Typographical error.
Yeah, so whenever there's such a typographical error, and it's obvious, what's missing, so whatever's moving me'elov, let's say it doesn't say Libriya Soilom. And some, they also Yeksuba, they made a mistake, they left that two words, Libriya Soilom. Everybody knows what is Libriya Soilom. It's not since Hakamas HaMedina, and it's not since the establishment of the government in America. Obviously it's Libriya Soilom. What then is 5,757? So the Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, whatever words are missing, and it's self-understood, what's missing, move a me'elov, so that's a din of a yard. We even pass an achrayis to a sefer. Let's say I give you a shtar, I owe you $100,000, and I didn't write, kol nachasai mishubodim l'choyiv zeh. It doesn't say all of my property, all of my real estate should have a lien on it, that you have a right to collect, even for Nevukuch. It doesn't say that. It just says that I owe you. If I give you a document and it says that I owe you $100,000 and there's no Shibu Nechasim, it says explicitly there's no Shibu Nechasim, no is no. So no is no, so there's no Shibu Nechasim. If you write the Feirish, no Shibu Nechasim. But if it doesn't say yes, it doesn't say no, so we paskin, yeah. But so if it doesn't say either way, so we paskin like the Shita in the Tanoim, that the lack of Achrayis, the fact that it's missing, the statement, that Torah Sefer, we assume it's a mistake, the Sefer made a mistake and it's Muvam Me'elov, so that's a Yad. It's considered like a yad, whatever is understood by itself. So that's what the Gemara teaches here in the Mishnah. Be'emes, it's not that the Tanakama of Rabbi Yudah, the Chachamim on Amud Aleph, Gufa Sholget, Ariyah, Muntaras Lachot, not that they hold that it doesn't have to say V'dein, V'yehavi, Lichmanoi. Allah Haltna has to say V'dein. All the Tanaim agree that it really, Mikaradin, that should really be part of the text of the Get. It has to say that a special din of get that doesn't exist in any other document. It has to say, and with this document,
I lend you the money.
You are becoming divorced. With the document, it has to say with this document should serve as the instrument of the divorce. A special din of get exeris akosu. So them is they both agree that it has to say like that. The only thing is the Tanakhama says if it's missing, it's muva me'ela. Vojeden, what is megarisha balpen? The get is only araya. It's self-understood that this document is divorcing her. What then do you think it's going to be? So, and that's the machlekes of Yudin Rabbanan. How far do you go with the din of Yad? Mm-hmm. So let's say like this. A person made a shvuah, a neder, a shvuah, he writes a document, whatever. It's 85%, 90% clear that that's what he's driving at. So even though there's a 10% chance, a far out chance that's not what he meant, that's a din of Yad, that if he has all this written, as all is written, so we understand what the missing line is. But what if it's only 75% clear that that's what he's driving at, and there's 25% missing? Do you still say that that's a din of yad, that it's muva me'elov, and the missing words are considered as if they're spelled that? How far do you go? Yeah. So one is called a yad ha-mochiach, and one is called yad she'ena mochiach kolka. Sometimes it's a yad she'ena mochiach klal klal. But that person says, the person just says, I'm taking an edit today. Doesn't say what? I'm taking an edda. So he leaves everybody guessing. And he had in mind to become a Nazi. This is a Ganesh Magad, not even a Yad. He didn't say anything. But if he says, I'm taking an edda to grow long hair. Oh, so that's what he meant, to become a Nazi. That's a Yad, to become a Nazi. So it depends. That sometimes you have the sentences so incomplete that Tosis calls that a yad sheinu mechiach klal klal. That's not a yad. Sometimes they have a yad hamochiach. It's very clear that that's what he's driving at. So that everybody agrees is a din of yad. And here the Gemara says it's not that clear. Let's say it's 75% clear that that's what he's driving at. Most people do have in mind that with the get he's being megarish the wife. So the Gemara says that's called the machlekes Reb Yehuda nechachamim is where the yad. She'enu machiach is also included in the din of yad. So that's what the Gemara says in the middle of Pei Heyman Beis. But Maikom if ligi, what is the point of the machlokes between Reb Yehuda and the Chachamim? This is it. Rabban and Savri, the Tana Kame, the Chachamim and the Mishnah say, Yadayim she'enu machiachos, havion yadayim. It's also, even though it's only 75% clear that that's what he's driving at, it is a yad, it is acceptable. And even though he didn't write v'dein, it's still mukhacha milsa de b'hai gita komagarish. It's obvious that that's what he's driving at. So it has a din of yad, and it's kilo nichtav dami. Whatever is missing in it, it's self-understood, kilo nichtav dami. And Rabbi Yehuda Sava, not so. Yadayim shenem chichas, loy havi yadayim is not a yad. So it's only a good get if he wrote it. The time of the kosov lo v'dein. It's only good if he writes v'dein di havi lichiminoi. With this get, she should be divorced. The mukhacha milsa, it's clear and obvious the b'hai gita komagarish lo. He writes explicitly he's going to be megarish with this. Avalokos of Lavadain, but if he didn't write Vidain, Amri, there is a far out chance, it's 75% clear, but 25% possibility that he meant the Bidibura Girsha, he's megarish about Balpeh just by talking, the buying good luck. And the get, Ushtore, is only right the Almahu, which is not supposed to be. The get is supposed to be the instrument of the divorce. That's supposed to be the thing that creates the Girsha. So Buddha says that since it's only 75% clear, so that's a yad sheinu mechiach is no good. So that's the machlek of Buddha and the Rabban.
So Buddha holds here yad sheinu mechiach is by all dinim, by the nazir also.
Right.
The whole Torah kula.
That's how the Gemara relates it to nazir and to nedarim, to shvus, all the cases. So Buddha holds yad sheinu mechiach is no good, and the Rabban say yad sheinu mechiach is good. It also has a din of yad, and yad is a din whenever you need a loshen, either a loshen bal peh. By in the Dor Mishvus, you need a Loshen Bal Peh,
yeah.
Or a Loshen Biksav, a text. So whatever is 85% clear that that's what he's driving at, Mestam, that's Yad HaMachiyah. It's only 75% that's Yad Sheinu Mechiach Kokach, so that's the Machlokes.
The Biyuda says that the Diburoi, that means that he means that. So
yeah,
how can he say it's not a Yad?
If it's
the Diburoi,
no, he says there's a 25% possibility that's what he meant.
That he
the 75% likelihood is that he did not mean that. But since there is a 25%, they're both saying the same thing. There's a 75% likelihood that he did mean that he's Megarisha with the get. Everybody knows he's Megarisha with the get. But there's a 25% chance
that he thought
that he's Megarisha just by saying goodbye and good luck, like by B'nai Noya. The Rambam quotes in the Yerushalmi that by non-Jews there's no institution of get.
Right.
So what do they do if the marriage doesn't work out? So one opinion in Yishalmi is that they're stuck. That they're stuck. They can't get divorced. They suffer, like by the Catholics. There's no divorce. And the Rambam doesn't pass them like the Catholics. The Rambam passes like the other opinion in Yishalmi, that they do have a get, but they don't need a get biksav. They just, either he or she can initiate the divorce, or just say goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you, and I don't want to be married to you anymore. Goodbye. That terminates the marriage. So the shtar by them would only be a rise. So the Gemara says, Rav Yehuda is concerned, maybe by us also.
Yeah.
Maybe the husband thought, like the 25% chance, far out. Maybe the husband thought that you just say, like, by the going, goodbye and good luck, nice knowing you, no more marriage. And the shtar is only a rise. Then it's no good. Then it's no good. The shtar has to be intended. So that's not good. There has to be that he had in mind that the shtar is the document, is the vehicle of the gerishin. So Rav Yehuda says it's not a good enough yad. It's only 75%. It's not good enough. It has to be 85%. But it should be called the yad hamachir. So the shtar is, how do we paskin? How do we paskin? So it's a machlekes how we paskin. Forget about how do we paskin. How does Shmuel paskin? How does Shmuel paskin? So here, what did Shmuel say on our daf? Here, the Rishonim make a big tzimis about this. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, Lachov Avim and Aleph. Amar Rav Yehuda Amar Shmuel, he says, just a minute. What, you can't just leave out the name of the husband and the wife and the date. You have to leave out the Iker Get.
He doesn't have the other things.
Why didn't he say you have to leave out the date you have in Lichiminoi? Whatever. What does the Mishnah say? The Taifes of the Get does not have to be written Lishmuel. An Chavavim now. The typhus of the get, the part that's unnecessary. you don't even need it. It's l'shufra d'shtar. It makes it shmaltzia. It makes it more explicit. So the typhus of the get, there is no, the Tanakhama holds, there is no need to write l'shma. Not minatara, not minarabban. We don't pass like the Tanakhama. We pass on halachic rablazer. And even the typhus of the get also must be written l'shma. We don't pass like the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama says, you may write the typhus shlo l'shma, but the typhus of the get, the part that's crucial, that if that's missing, there's no get, that must be written l'shma. So when Rav Yehuda quotes in the name of Shmuel that he has to leave out Harei Mataris al-Khaladam, why didn't he write, why doesn't he say you have to leave out the Dengi Hevi Lichim Inoi Sefer Truchin? And that line has to be written l'shma. Because if you're going
to...
If you hold, if the din is like Rav Yehuda, that's the shaila. If the din is like Rav Yehuda on Pehei Yom Ebeis, that without Vidain the get is no good. So whatever is written shalom l'shma is like it wasn't written. Doesn't count.
Isn't that the same?
What's the same?
Harayat materis lekol l'choludom. But then it's the same.
No, Harayat materis l'choludom could mean this is the shtaraya. He has to write, and with this document I am divorcing you. So Rav Yehuda says you have to explicitly spell it out, and Tanakhama says also you have to spell it out, but it's considered as if it's spelled out. Muva me'elav, it's a din of yah. So why didn't Shmuel say that you have to leave out the din also? So some are trying to say, he doesn't want to get involved in the machlokes hatanaim. Figure out what the din is on daf peihei. Whatever the din is, it applies over here. Shmuel just gives the principle. He says, it's not enough to leave out the name of the husband, name of the wife, and the mokum, and the zman.
You need the
You have to leave out the torif of the get. So he says, the torif is haret materis l'halot. If you all like Rabbi Yehuda that the din is crucial, that without Vidain is possible, you have to leave out Vidain, also has to be written l'shma. He doesn't want to get involved. That's what some Mishayim say. Other Mishayim say, no. Rabbi Yehuda Shmuel says, only Harayim and Teres al-Hadim, he didn't say you have to leave out Vidain. Vice versa, there's no need to leave out Vidain. So the Shaila is he taking a stand on the Machle? It sounds like it's only part of the Torah, that you can live without the line Vidain the Hevi Lichminoi. That's what the Tanakhama holds on Pehei. But Rabbi Yehuda holds that it is crucial. So that's a question on the first daf in Nozir. The Mishnah says in Nozir the following case. A man gets up one morning, one fine day, and he says, I hereby accept upon myself a neder ehei. I want to become. Philosoph.
Yeah.
I want to become. Ehei. Ehei what? What's meant to? Hey, I want to... I'm going to be. I'm going to be. What's he going to be? Yeah. He doesn't say what. So what does he say? So the Mishnah says, Harei ze nazir. Ha'omer, hey. The man says, hey, Harei ze nazir. So the Gemara says, why in the world is he a nazir? What did he do? It's a yad. It's missing a word. But it's missing the most important word. Hey, nazir. Dog, hey, nazir. Tachika chasim and asefer. How do you figure out the missing word from the first word, hey, that the next word is nazir? How do you figure that out? Zokt Shmuel is only provided v'hu shenazir over lefano. Only if there's a nazir passing by, walking in front of him, and then he says a hey. So that's like a hey kozer. So what does that show regarding Shmuel's opinion? The Gemara raises the question: does that demonstrate that Shmuel thinks that a yad she'ena machiach is no good, or the yad she'ena machiach is good?
Good. The intent.
What does it show?
It tries to find the intent is important. If he can prove the intent, because there you use the example when he showed this was the intended, so therefore there is also what he intended.
So what does it show? Does it show anything at all regarding the issue of Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? So I would have said no. What has it got to do with Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbanan? That's not even a yad. That's a nothing. Mamish is nothing. If it's not a nazar over the phone of his mamish nothing. He says the word eheyeh, ehey is Aramaic for eheyeh.
No, he means death. We don't mean kedushin. Oh. The same thing as what he says there. When he sees another passing by, he doesn't want to be a song dancer or writing man or whatever you want to say.
So
therefore, when he wrote this, he wrote part of a get.
Yeah.
He knew it's not a kesubah.
So let's go by the nose. If there's a nose right with a fun of, it's clear what he's driving at. If there's no nose in the fun of, it's nothing.
What if there's two nose? One is for one day, one is for 1 month, one's for 5 years. Which one will it be?
I don't know. Gemara doesn't discuss. I don't know. But on this, so can you tell anything from the din of Shmuel? So there are two girsas in the Gemara in the first daf in Nazir. And Tosfos makes a big fuss of this. The two girsas in the Gemara. Tosfos on Nazir, daf beis amid beis, and the Tosfos in Kiddushin on daf vav amid al. So the two girsas. One girsa in the Gemara says that it doesn't show anything about anything. that if it's a nazir arilafonov, it's clear what he's driving at. That's a yad hamochiach. It's very clear. And if it's a nazir arilafonov, it's yad sheni mochiach klala klaus. Nothing with nothing. It's not even a yad. There's nothing to discuss. So the statement of Shmuel is neither here nor there. Part of it doesn't indicate a mashahu about whether he holds like Rabbi Yehuda, holds like the Rabban. The other girsa on the first daf and nazir is no. If it's a nazir oiva lefonov, that's called a yad she'eino mochiach. It's a yad she'eino mochiach, and you see the feirish that Shmuel Shita is that a yad she'eino mochiach is good. The yad she'eino mochiach is good.
Why is that considered
a yad she'eino mochiach? That's the shaila. Why is that? So that's the way the Rishonim explain. When you speak of a yad hamochiach as opposed to a yad she'eino mochiach, does it have to be machiach mitoch a text? From the, I have a half a sentence. I can figure out from the half a sentence what the missing words are. Or no, yad she'eino mochiach, based on the circumstance. I look at the whole picture.
Inference. That what you're saying, the key is inference.
Inference from what? Inference from
text.
Yes. What if it's machiach mibachutz? The guy walking by Nazar Elefonov, that's a haichacha mibachutz, it's not a haichacha from the Lashon. So half of the Rishonim hold that it's only called, it's only elevated, yad is only elevated to the level of a yad hamochiach if it's mochiach mitoch haloshen atzmo. If it's mochiach mibachutz, then it's called a yad sheina mochiach.
So now what's germane is the fact that it has to be written. That's probably the prerequisite.
Right, so if he just says a hey, even if it's not as I fun of, it's never going to be considered a yad hamochiach. It's the maximum it's going to be is going to be a yad sheni machiach. And still Shmuel says that it's good as a beferish right. The Shmuel holds yad sheni machiach is good. Like the Tanakhama that it is good. And the other version and the other gifts in the Gemara in Nazir is punkt fakert. That if you have a Nazir Ibelafonov, then Nazir Ibelafonov, then it's called a yad hamochiach.
All the way.
But if it would be ain't a nazar abelafonov, then it's a yad sheni mochiach is no good. The other rishonim hold garnish gezok, but these rishonim hold no. Even if it's ain't a nazar abelafonov, the sentence ehei, we would figure out on our own that the missing word is nazir. Why? So Taisus gives the whole explanation why. Okay, so shver pshat. What could he possibly mean? Did he mean ehei b'tainis is missing too much? It must be ehei b'nazir. Taisus gives the whole explanation why. Why it's at least called a yad sheni mochiach? But there are two gears in the Gemara. What does Shmuel hold? That's the question. What does Shmuel hold? Can you tell from the din of Shmuel? Shmuel commented on the Mishnah. The Mishnah says in the beginning of Nazir, "Ha'omer hey, hareza Nazir." The man says a hey, and he didn't say what he's going to become. So that's considered a yad for Nazir. So Shmuel added on the comment, "V'husha Nazir avlefonov." It's only a valid yad if there's a Nazir walking in front of him. So what does that show? If there's no Nazar Elefonov, it is nothing. What does that show? Is it so one Girs in the Gemara has it that if it's Nazar Elefonov, then it's a Yad HaMachiach, and that it's good. If it's ain't a Nazar Elefonov, then it's Yad Sheina Machiach, and it's no good, because Shmuel holds like the Tanah Rabbi Yudah, that Yad Sheina Machiach is no good.
Or
the other Girs in the Gemara has it, two different gears is either one or the other. You don't have both in the Gemara.
He can't be saying both things.
No. One is wrong. But there are two versions that the Rishonim had in the Gemara, in the first daf and Nozir. So the other version has it that if you say a hey, it's not even a yad. It's not even the beginning of a sentence. That's nothing with nothing. That doesn't show anything. And if it's Nozir Ibelafonov, that's a. Then it's Eina Machiach. Why is it Eina Machiach? But his mamish holding is here. He's holding his hair, and he's holding his hair, and he's holding a bottle of wine, and he says, hey, you put it all together. No, to be called the Yad HaMachiach has to be Machiach Mitech HaLosh. So this is the kasha that the Rishonim asked.
Somebody says, Ahak Shimshon or Ahak Bemanach. Then
it's Ahak
Shimshon. No, that's a full sentence. Ahak Shimshon. No, he says, that's a full sentence.
That's
not exactly it. The Gemara has a Chiddush. The Gemara says that that's called Hatfosa. Because the Shimshon was a Nazir, and I say, I want to be like Shimshon. So that's Atfasim. When a person says, I want to become a Nazir, I want to be a Nazir, that's Neda Nazir. So he says, I want to be like him, that's called Atfasim. I want his din to apply to me. So the Gemara claims that a Heiti Shimshon is a Hatfos. That's the question. We're not talking about that. Yeah, we're not talking about that, a Heiti Shimshon. See, here there's this is the question that the Rishonim ask on our Gemara.
Yeah.
Why, according to the one Girsa in the Gemara on the first daf in Nazir, Shmuel, who's the one who's speaking over here, Amar Rav Yudah Mishmuel, Rav Yudah quotes his name Shmuel, according to the one version on the first daf in Nazir, Shmuel's opinion is like Rav Yudah on daf Peheim Abayis, that a Yad Sheinim Achiyach is no good. So why doesn't Shmuel say
Tzor
Sheaniach? Why didn't he write that you have to leave that out also? That's the kasha that the Rishonim has. So they say either it's a right that the other Girsa is correct, that he doesn't hold like Shmuel, or they say maybe he didn't want to get involved in the machlokes. Whatever you hold on that, hey, you'll figure it out over here. Just said that you have to have you have to leave out the entire Torah, or that's what some other Rishonim say. Or they say the following. This is quoted in Shulchan Aruch in the name of Rav Lezer Mimitz. Or they say the following. The machlokes between Rav Yudah and Hachamim on Daf Pehei was, in the Mishnah, that's in a case where V'dein Dehevi Lich Minoi is missing completely from the get. It's not written at all. So the Tanakhama says that it's no good. Tanakam says the get is good. Tanakam holds the get is good. Why? Because a Yad Sheni Machich is good, and we know on our own. Rav Yudah says it's no good. If this line doesn't appear, then the whole get is no good, because it's even though it's 75% self understood, that's what he meant. But that's not enough. You have to have a Yad HaMachich. You have to have 85% clear. Only 75% clear is not sufficient to be treated as a Yad. So Rav Lezer Mimitz says, "Bamed var mamurim." When does Rav Yudah hold that it's no good if the Dain is missing? It's not there at all. What if the Dain appears, but it's written shelo l'shmo? And Chavav and Alf, we're talking the whole text of the get is going to be written. We're going to have printed forms. And we're just going to be adding on the crucial lines. So we're not talking over here. It doesn't say the Dain. It's written the Dain, but it's written shelo l'shmo. So true. If it's gonna be printed, Harei Mataris al Chaladim as part of the form,
it's no good.
That's no good. That's written Shalal Vishma. Yeah. Whatever is written Shalal Vishma is considered as if it wasn't written. That's no good. But can you say if the Dain the Havi Lichiminoi is written Shalal Vishma, it's considered as if it's not written? Just a minute. It's not exactly the same. If the Dain isn't written at all, then it's only 75% clear that that's what he's driving at. But if it is written, just written Shalal Vishma, it's only 75% clear. It's 100% clear. 100% clear that that's what he's driving at. So then it probably would be considered a Yad HaMochiach. That may be considered a Yad HaMochiach. So that's really the Machlokes of Rishonim on the first daf in Nazir. In order that something should be considered a Yad HaMochiach, do you need that it should be a Machiach Mitoch HaLoshen? Or is it enough if it's Machiach from the Arum and Arum? From the whole
situation.
Story. Yeah. Let's say the Nazir Rav Lefanov, that makes it into a Yad HaMochiach. Oh no, Nazir Rav Lefanov, just the sentence, hey, is not a Yad HaMochiach. So if you're going to have Nazir Rav Lefanov, that's not going to make it a Yad HaMochiach either. Machiach has to be Mitoch HaLoshen. So that's the Machlekes of Rishonim over here. The same Machlekes that you have on the first daf in Nazir, where the Hoichacha Mibachutz, Hoichacha from the circumstances, makes it into a Yad HaMochiach or not, does it have to be Machiach Mitoch HaTekst, Mitoch HaLoshen or not? That's the Machlokes over here. Whatever part of the get is written Shalo L'Shmo is considered Kila Lo Nichtav. That's how the Rishonim say a klal. Whatever is written Shalo L'Shmo is considered as if it's not there. So the whole Tophis is printed Shalo L'Shmo is considered as if it's not there. So you can live without the Tophis. Leave the fellow. But if it's missing the Dain and you consider it as if it's not there, so then you're not going to have Machiach Mitoch HaLoshen. It'll be Machiach Mechutz l'aloshen, because the V'dein appears, but it's not mitoch l'aloshen, because it wasn't written l'shmo. Whatever is not written l'shmo is not considered part of the l'shmo again. So that's the machlekes of Rishonim.
Then you don't even have a yad anymore.
Right. Yeah. So that's the machlekes of Rishonim. L'aloch in Shulchan Aruch, it's a shaila how we paskin, because of the two versions on the first daf in Nazir. Whether Shmuel paskins like Rav Yudah, paskins against Rav Yudah. So that's the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch, what they're dealing.
The pashtus haloshen here in our Mishnah, we have a Tanakhama and we have a Rabbi Hode.
Yeah.
And Rabbi Zalman Shmuel said his din according to the Tanakhama.
Mm-hmm.
And he's using the same language as the Tanakhama in the other Mishnah.
Right.
So what makes us think that he is still
requiring
that
he holds like Rav Yudin.
Exactly.
So other Rishon, that's what Rav Lezer Mimitz explains. Because here it's not that the whole sentence for Dain is missing. Here it's written, but it's printed in a text, in a form that was written Shalol Lishma. So that's better than Rav Yudin's case. Rav Yudin's case, if the whole line with Dain is missing, left out in Gansin, then it's only 75% clear that that's what he meant. Maybe he really meant to be Mikarisha B'dibur, and the document is just L'raya. Maybe he never meant that this document should be the vehicle, the instrument of the Gerishin. Maybe he's only Megarish B'dibur, Ashtar Arayi B'yama, that's no good. But if it is written V'dain, but it's written Shalol L'shma, but if it's written, so it's 100% clear that that's what he's driving at. So that can be considered a Yad HaMochiach. That's a Yad HaMochiach. If you hold that to become a Yad HaMochiach, it doesn't have to be Mitoch HaLoshen. If you hold it's only called a Yad HaMochiach, if it's Mochiach Mitoch HaLoshen Atzmo, so then this is not Mitoch HaLoshen, because whatever was written Shalol L'shma, it's Kiloi Nichtav Dami. That's not part of the Loshen. So that's a Machlekes HaRishonim. What do you see from this line, if anything? Okay, Machlekes and Shulchan.
I'm trying to say that even though the Dain is critical, nonetheless, it doesn't need Lishma. It's really fine then. Pretty much, even if though the Mishnah calls it Ikra again, it's not the main thing. The main thing is that Harei's a Kita. Then there's a separate Allah that you have to know that he does it for the purpose of purpose.
Where do you get this idea from that you have to write? The Gemara says they both hold you have to write the Dain. They just argue as a key. Where does it come from? So you're suggesting that the nature of the Din of a Dain is in the Gerishin. You have to make sure that Das Gerishin is that he knows that he's being Gerishness. The Pashta says not so. Where did they get the idea of a Dain? Where does it come from? So the Vilna Goin is quoted in Aderus Aliyah on Chumash. The Vilna Goin is quoted, written by the Talmidim, as having said that they got it from the Pasuk, that it says in the Chumash, the Kasuv La Sefer Krisus, the Menasam Biyod, the Shilcha Mebeis, the Bahachal Haisali Shacher. So Pashab Shat in the Pasuk is, he read everything with Kama. The Kasuv La Sefer Krisus, Kama, he writes a get for his wife. The Menasam Biyod, Kama, he gives her the get. The Shilcha Mebeis, Kama, the Bahachal Haisali Shacher, she goes and she remarries, etc. It goes right, and then the second husband divorces her, the first husband's not allowed to remarry her. So the Pashup Shad, you read every phrase in the Pasuk, Akama, Vaita, Kasul HaSefer Krisas, Menasam Biyodav, Shilcha Mebeis, Abahal Chalaislah, we know the Pashup Shad. So the Chazal had a tradition that in addition to the Pshuto Shal Mikra, you write the Kasul HaSefer Krisas colon. You should write the following Sfiras Dvorim Yiserim in the Get. Because the Gemara said on Daf Chav, that Sefer, what does the word Sefer mean? So the Gemara says Sefer tells you Sfiras Dvarim Yiserim. But you have to have extra Nusach. What's the extra Nusach? So they read an additional level of interpretation in the Pasuk of Kasala Sefer Krisis colon. What should it say? V'nasam B'yod, it should say that I'm giving this get to the woman. V'shilcha Mibes, it should say in the get that I'm sending her. V'holcha V'hoysel L'shach, it should say in the get
that she can go marry somebody else.
That's exactly what it says. V'dein Dehavi Lichim Minoi, Sefer Truchin, this is the document. Limahach. Lihisnasva, that's mamish, a literal translation. V'holcha v'hoysa li'shacher. V'holcha is limahach l'leches. Even the word disei tzvayon. Even the word disei tzvayon. Disei tzvayon, like v'tzovi. V'tzovi, to choose, to desire. So she can marry any man of her choice. That's also because the Rashi writes on the first daf in Kedushin, v'holcha v'hoysa midaita mashma. That the phrase v'holcha v'hoysa sounds like the girl chooses to marry whomever she wants. So the word disei tzvayon is also a translation of the words of the pasuk. So this whole phrase, that's what the Vilna Gaon is quoted as having said, this whole phrase is needed as part of the nusach of the get.
Yes.
It's not just that we need it to make sure that this does gerishin, that he doesn't have a mind to be megarish bal peh and the get is a right, he should have this in mind. No! The Tanoim assume that this is needed as part of the nusach of the get. And they just argue, is it considered kemuva me'el of dami? So once you say it's needed as part of the nusach of the get, then it has to be lishma. Then they would require that it should be lishma. So that's where you have the problem on Daf Chavav. If you need that patch, if you need the Dain, then you need lishma. So why didn't Shmuel? Now one version has it that Shmuel paskins like Reb Yudah, two girsas on that base and Nazir. So one version has it that Reb Yudah holds like the Tana Reb Yudah did, then you need the Dain. So the Ksivas V'dein needs lishma. So why doesn't he say so on Daf Chavav? He's giving Aloha Lamaisa. How does the Tana Kama hold over here? So that's what the Rav Lezer Mimitz comes up with this big chiddush. Lezer Mimitz says, if it's not written at all on Daf Pehe, then it's a Yad Shein HaMachiach. And Rabbi Yehuda holds it's no good. But if it is written, but it's written Shalom Lishmo, then it's called a Yad HaMochiyah. Mm-hmm. From what it is written, we can figure out what's missing. We treat it as if a Dain isn't written, because whatever is not written Lishmo is considered as if it's not. But it is there. So from what was written Lishmo, you can clearly figure out, it's 100% crystal clear, that he meant that this is the document with which he's being begarish. So in that case, where the Dain does appear, but it was written Shalom Lishmo, then it's called a Yad HaMochiyah. And of course, this is only provided that to elevate the Yad to the level of a Yad HaMachiyach, it doesn't have to be Machiyach mitoch haloshen, a Hechacha mibachutz would also be acceptable. So that's the Machlekes HaRishonim. That we know. That's the Machlekes on the first daf in Oz.
What's the difference if you know it's Yad HaMachiyach, if the Halacha needs to be Lishmo?
Because he wrote Harem Mutaresh Memeni Mutaresh Lecholam. That part he did write Lishmo.
Yeah, but what you can use Yad,
right? But since if it would have been a Yad HaMachiyach that he meant Vedain, if it would have been clear that it's a Yad HaMachiyach, it would have meant Vedain, then you wouldn't have to have Vedain at all. But here that it has Vedain, here that it does say Vedain, but it's written Shalom Lishmo. So the line that says Harei Mugoresh is Memeni Mataris Al is considered now a Yad HaMachiyach that he meant
today.
Good,
so it's a good
Yad.
Yeah, but it's missing the
Lishmo. No, but the Iker of the Get was written Lishmo. So from the Iker of the Get came as a Chonshtay.
But that's what the Halacha is, that not only the Iker, the whole thing has to be.
But this is
no,
a Yad.
The Teifus doesn't have to be written Lishmo. Only the Torah. Tanakama holds only the Torah has to be written Lishmo. So since the Harei Mutaris Al Chalodim
is not considered the Torah, they are so important that it has to
they
be
both done. Agree. They both agree that you need Vedain, but they both
is
agree
it
on
Torah.
It's Torah. It's Torah. It's crucial. Absolutely. They both agree that it has to be written. It has to be written Shmo. But they both agree if you'll just write Harei Mutaris Al Chalodim, and it would have been 85% clear that he meant Vedain, that is considered Kila Nichtav, as if the phrase Vedain is included in the phrase of Harei Mutaris Al Chalodim. They just say it's not 85% clear, it's only 75% clear. So that's why there's a machlekes. If it's not written, it's a good. But if it is written, it's written Shalom Lishmo, so then a group of Rishonim say write this. So when it says Harei Muteres L'Chalodim, Harei Mugoresh is for many, then it's 100% clear that he means Vedain. So the fact that this sentence was written Lishmo includes the Vedain.
You said before that if somebody makes an edit in his mind for tzedakah, then it's a...
We pass like, that as binding, yeah.
But that could be a catastrophe, because what if a person starts contemplating how much to give,
yeah,
and then he makes up his mind, well, I was going to give 100,000, now I'm going to give 30,000. So it says,
right, so Rav Baruch Ber in his Sefer on the Gemara in the Dorim quotes the Shittim Kubetzis, who says like this, someone is making an appeal, and then I'm tossing around in my mind how much money I should give. Should I give $100,000? Should I give $10? Should I give $18? $18,000? I keep on changing my mind back and forth, back and forth.
Tossing.
If I jump up and I say $100,000.
You said it already.
So the neder is chal. But if I'm tossing in my mind, fleeting moment that goes through it, maybe this way. And even if for a few seconds it was thinking like that, but it wasn't hechlid bedaito legamre, so then that's not
chal.
He really made up his mind, that's it.
So for half an hour he was thinking
on this
half
an hour.
Then he changed his mind later.
He was thinking that maybe he'll give that amount, or he thought, I am going to give that amount. If he thought, I am going to give that amount. Yeah. If it's Hechlid Bedaito. No, we don't task him. The Baruch Shalom doesn't task him. You have to ask him, how positive were you during the half hour that you're going to give? Did you think I'm going to discuss it with my partners? I'll discuss it with my wife. I'll have to see how much money I have. I'll see how much I gave to other charities. Let me see how much
week.
The other people. Yeah. If it wasn't Hechlid B'dayta yet, then it doesn't count.
It says Moishes Vasechu Tishmo Vasisu Kasha Nedarto La Hashem Alekeinu. So Moishes Vasechu Tishmo Vasisu Kasha Nedarto. So he has to be Moishes Vasechu.
Yeah. Some Rishonim hold like that. The Gemara says Kasha Nedarto La Hashem Alekeinu. Kasha Dibarta Beficho.
Yeah.
So the Gemara says in Rosh Hashanah Beficho Zut Zdoka.
Right.
So Taisus has one day. It's only Beficho.
Yeah.
But you see Belvav Chanat.
Right.
And the other Rishonim hold no. Even Balvavcha.
Where do they get it?
But they get it from the Pasuk Nedivrei Hayomim. The Pasuk Nedivrei Hayomim says, Kol Nediv Lev Oiles Heviyu. But the Mishkan also says, Kol Nediv Lev Heviyu as Trumas Hashem. Today, Sedra in Parshas Truma, it says, Kol Nediv Lev Heviyu. And the Gemara has that Pasuk Nedivrei Hayomim, Kol Nediv Lev Oiles Heviyu. So some Rishonim hold that's only by Korbonis. And others say, no, it's Dokke in all mitzvahs, all Nidrei mitzvah, Achal Balev. But if only if Hechlid believe him, only if Istaka Goma believe him. But if it's only he's tossing around the idea, then for sure not. Okay. Now, that's the first topic. That Shmuel just comments on the Mishnah, that's self-evident for the Mishnah. The Iker, Chosam, and Asef, and the Mishnah just says they should leave out. If you have the forms of the get, we allow it, the Teifas can be written Shalom the Shema, provided you leave out the name of the husband, the wife, and the date, and the place, but it's self-understood, he has to leave out the main line, Harriet Megoresh is many Mataris Mochalotim, that's understood. Otherwise the whole get is not written Shema.
Would it be a half a minute that if he left out Harriet Mataris Mochalotim?
No, not left out, but it's written Shalom the Shema.
No,
it's written Shalom the
Shema. In Ganzen missing?
Yeah.
I don't know.
Despite the fact that this is self-understood, that Harriet Mataris must be a part of the get, but Shmuel finds it necessary to mention
it. Has to be written the Shmuel. No, he says it has to be written the Shmuel. No, but it has to be in the get. One might have thought you only have to leave out the name of the husband and the wife, but that every get has that. Harem Muteris L'chalot. So print that in the text, yeah. Print that in the form, like an Iksuba. The Iker of the Iksuba is printed, you just fill in the names, because Iksuba doesn't need the Shmuel. But in the get, if you're just going to leave out the name of the husband and the wife, but you're not going to leave out the Harem Muteris, that's going to be printed in the form Teich Dachnish.
They both are equally important. Why is he referring only to Harayat Mataras and he doesn't say anything about the Harayat
Mataras? But you said before.
That was the issue that the Rishonim raised. So some Rishonim said is a Raya that he holds like the Tanakhama that you don't need Vidim.
Yeah.
It's not Miyakid Vidim. The other Rishonim said, no, whatever the din is on Daf Pei, hey, that's the din over here. He doesn't want to get involved. Wanted to bring out the point that the Tairuf needs Lishmo. And the third sheet that's Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. The Chiddush was Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. This Rabbi Lezer Mimitz in the yeshivas, everybody says it over. The Vilna Goyen quotes Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. The Birag Ro. And Ebenezer quotes, well, the Vilna Goyen had Roch HaKodesh. The Vilna Goyen didn't learn about Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. Rabbi Lezer Mimitz was in the days of Rabbeinu Tam. It was a Talmud Rabbeinu Tam. So how did the Vilna Goyen? Vilna Goyen quotes it from the Mordechai. The Mordechai in the Tshuvas HaRosh quote the Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. But in the yeshivas, they don't look in the Mordechai, they don't look in the Tshuvas HaRosh. They just look in the Shulchan Aruch. So they quote the Birag Ro quotes the Shem Rabbi Lezer Mimitz. That's on all the Svarim. When they quote this Shita, that even if you hold like Rabbi Yehuda, that you need V'dayim, but the V'dayim doesn't have to be written in the Shema, because if it's written Shalom the Shema, it becomes a Yad HaMachiyach, v'chuli v'chuli, the whole Ezra. So this is known as the Bir Agra B'Shem Rav Lezer Mimitz. Okay, so let's go right. So Shmuel said, that's comment number one. He says that it's self-understood that the Iker Torah of the Get has to be written in the Shema. That's a double portion. Then he adds on another thing, and the Mishnah follows Rav Lozahi. The Tanakhama, the anonymous Tanakhama is the Tana Rav Lozer. That's what Gemara's going to say. How can it be Rav Lozer? He's the third Tana.
Yeah.
The Gemara says two versions of what Rav Lozer said, and we pass like the second version. But that's what Shmuel says. The Tanakhama is Rav Lozer. He, the Omar, what Rav Lozer? Rav Lozer holds Eidah Mesira Kar, says that you don't need any Eidah Hasima at all. So if you don't need Eidah Hasima, what part of the get needs Ksiva Lishma? The 12 lines of the get. You can't say the Eidah Hasima need Ksiva Lishma. You don't even need the Eidah Hasima. If you all like Rab Meir, if you all
the Eidah Hasima not Lishma, it makes it worse.
There will be Mizuif Mitoich Absul de Rabbanon. It will be Absul de Rabbanon, yeah, but it won't be Absul de Reis. So Rab Lozer holds that you don't need any Eidah Hasima signed at all. All you need are the 12 lines of the get. I'm hereby divorcing you. And he gives a document in the presence of Eidah Mesira, to Eidah Mesira. So when you say the get needs Ksiva Lishma, what constitutes the get? The 12 lines. You don't need the Chasima. So obviously he means the 12 lines. Masheni can according to Rab Meir says, no, if the get doesn't have Eidah Chasima, it's no good. And the Eidah Chasima have to be written Lishma. Even if the two couples it's all bashba, if the other man found the get in the garbage and he pulls it out and he says, oh, that's the same name and the same wife and the same city and everything is the same, and he gets Adam to sign it, so Rav Meir says it's good, he's not concerned about it. is not concerned about the Mechzik Yishikra. Right, there's no cancellation here because it never gave a Haggadah. It never started giving any Haggadah. The first time he gives Haggadah, it says for the second couple. It never said for the first couple at all. The Shtar doesn't begin, no Shtar begins to give Haggadah until after Tfisas Bala Shtar. Until you do the Mesirah. Kolzman, you didn't hand it over to the party for whom it was intended. The Shtar doesn't give a Haggadah Seydus yet. So from the first minute that he gave Haggadah, it said for the second couple.
So this one in the Ashkra, you know for sure it didn't give Haggadah to somebody already?
It was never signed.
It wasn't signed.
It wasn't signed, so doesn't, for sure it doesn't give a Haggadah Seydus. It was never signed. So the second man finds it in the garbage. He tells Adam, you sign. So the second man finds it in the garbage. He tells Adam, you sign it Lishma. So all you need is the Chasim is Adam Lishma. And then he gives it to the wife. So then it's going to be good. So Rab Meir holds that the only thing that you need Ksiva Lishma are the two lines with the Chasimis. And he holds the first 12 lines do not need Ksiva Lishma. Even if it's written for a different husband, is also good. Doesn't bother me that it's Mechzik Yishikru. He's not Choshesh from Mechzik Yishikru. And Rab Lazar holds you don't even need any Chasim at all. So when the Torah says, because of Lo Lishma, what needs Lishma? Yeah, the 12 lines need the Lishma. You can't say the Chasimis need Lishma Menater if you don't even need the Chasimis. So that's what Shmuel comments on the Mishnah. The Mishnah goes according to Rab Lazar. The Omar, his opinion is Eidim is Sira Karasi. His opinion is you don't need any Eidim Chasim signed at all. So what needs Lishma? The text that I get needs Lishma. So the Tanakhama says, Abinon, Ubinon, Ksivu Lishma. So that's what the Tanakhama says. We are makel that all you need Ksivu Lishma is the Torah, the crucial part, and the Tofis Machs Nishtois. You don't make a Gzeirah Drabon and Tofis or the Torah. That's what the Tanakhama says. And we don't paskin like him. We paskin like the second version of Rab Lazar. The third time in the Mishnah is the second version of Rab Lazar. Trei Tanoi Aliva Rab Lazar, that you do make a Gzeirah Tofis or the Torah. That if the Tofis of the get is written Shalom Lishma, it's no good with the Rabbanon. When a Torah is good, you don't even need the Tofis. But with the Rabbanon, it's no good because you make a Gzeirah Tofis out the Torah. So now the Gemara has a side discussion. This will leave that. The Gemara says it's Tzricho. Shmuel made the same comment on three Mishnayos. This is one and another two Mishnayos before that all three Mishnayos in our Perek go according to Rab Lazar. So the Gemara wants to know why did Shmuel have to make the comment on all three Mishnayos that it goes according to Rab Lazar. Obviously, what's pushing Shmuel to say this Tam? The Tanakam is an anonymous Tana. We don't know who he is. So Shmuel's trying to push that we usually assume Halachic is Stam Mishnah, because the Stam Mishnah represents the majority opinion. And he knows that we pass on like Rab Lazar. That was the Gemara and Abdallah and Al Halachic Rab Lazar begit in the day of Mesirah Karsi. So Shmuel's trying to make it out that all the Mishnayos, every Stam Mishnah is representing the majority view of Rab Lazar. So the Gemara says, why did he have to say three times that Tachshon Gezok once? He says it one Mishnah after the other, after the other. So the Gemara gives you a whole explanation. If he would have only said on the first Mishnah, I would think it doesn't fit in the second Mishnah. But if I had the second Mishnah, I wouldn't have thought the third Mishnah. Okay. It's not relevant. Okay. Let's see the next stick of the Gemara. Zag the Gemara b'pnei atakona. The Gemara quotes the caption for the Mishnah. The Mishnah says that we permit this system that Tanakama holds. We don't pass like the Tanakama, but the Tanakama holds you're permitted to have forms of Gittin printed up, thousands of forms of Gittin. Today you need millions. Every other person is getting divorced. More people getting divorced than getting married these days. So you have all the forms of the Gittin are all printed up, they're all written up, and the Tofis, and then you just leave out the Torah, the crucial line, and you'll write that for Shimon, it's good. So the Mishnah says this is acceptable mipnei ha-takona. What's a takona? What's a takona?
Doesn't have a goodness in case he doesn't have a get.
So that's a shaila. We make a break. We give them a break that we allow him to write the tofis shalom v'shmo. That's a break. Or do me a break. Give me a break. Don't write the Torah before. What's the takona over here? So that's going to be the whole machlekes. How do you translate the words? My takona. Who's takona? What takona? Is a takon on behalf of whom?
Yeah.
On behalf of the husband, on behalf of the wife. What's the takon? Zog di Gemara, Amar Rabbi Yenison, Tufnei takonas ha-sofer. We give a break to the sofer. For Rab Lazar he. The Omer, Rab Lazar's opinion is Eidim Mesirikars. Rab Lazar holds that you don't need Eidim Chasima at all. So therefore, if you don't need the Eidim Chasima, so what needs Ksivu L'Shema? The 12 lines. So really, Ubedin, whom he really should have required, the din should have been Ati the typhus nami loy lichtov. Mid the rabbanon heisus. Mid the rabbanon. In Atari, you can live without the typhus. Whatever is written, shalom lishmos tila loy lichtov. But you wrote it. So mid the rabbanon, we should have insisted that all 12 lines should be written lishmos. Umishum takon sofrim. The sofer is always going to be under pressure. They want to give a get. So he has to sit and he write. Today, they write gittin in a half an hour, they write a get, because they're so used to writing gittin. So many people getting divorced. So the sofer can write up a get in 25 minutes. A kosher get lamahadra. But in the days of the Tanoim, once a year, then they're in Europe, how often did they have? They used to have a get, so they used to sit for a whole week, to the Rabbanim would sit to decide how they're going to write the Shemus, how are you going to spell the names. Today, if they sit a whole week on every get, how to spell the Shemus for all the Yiddish names, they'll never take care of all the get. So they have to make up the fast, they're passing all the Shabbos in a half an hour. They figure out all the names in a half an hour, they write the whole get, it's all finished. So Bizman and Gemara took a long time till they wrote all the 12 lines of the get. So, and the Tzeifer is going to be under pressure because they don't want him to schlep it out for 2-3 days. They want to have it finished in a reasonable amount of time. So that's how Rabbi Yonason interprets the Mishnah. Mishum takonas hasofrim shorer rabbanon. They were makel. They allow the Tzeifer, it's going to be too pressurized for him to write the whole get lishma. So they give a cooler that he can have the forms filled out in advance, and he only has to write the Torah lishma. Fine. So that's the Tanakhama. Now the Gemara is going to go through all the shittas. Tanakama holds that we are makel mishum takonas hasofer. We allow them to write the tofes of the get shelo lishma, as long as he writes the Torah lishma, because the Mishnah goes like Rab Loza that you need ksiv lishma. So the Tanakama holds that you're not grazer the tofes after the Torah. Rab Yudah Paisa b'chulam. Why does Rab Yudah pasul on everything? Even on Shtori Mamin, and even if the Tofus is written, every single document has to be written Lishma from the beginning to the end. Why? Because he's Goyz the Tukzer, he's Goyz the Tofus out of Torah, and he's Goyz the Shtoris out of Gid. Min HaTorah, the only thing that needs Ksiva Lishma is a Get, and the Shtar Kiddushin, and the Shtar Shechar Avakanani. But the Rabbanon is Goyz all the Shtoris out of Get, and the Rabbanon is Goyz the Tofus out of the Torah. Sure.
What's Shtar Kiddushin?
Because the same sefer, they use that. We don't have it like that. We don't have the we have a sefer. The reason why it takes him only 25 minutes to write all get, because that's all he does every day. He writes gittin. He writes 4 or 5 gittin every day, or more than that. So he knows how to write the gittin in his sleep. He's very good. In the days of the Gemara, the same sefer would write a get once a year, and he would write story mamin. He would write story mamin. Is every whatever document they would need. So we make a gzera, we don't allow you to write any shtar, shalor lishmo, gzera ought to get. Because he may forget, and he'll by mistake, he'll write the get, shalor lishmo. And they'll give the get, and it'll be pasul, and she'll be an eshes ish. And it's the same person doing all the ksivas. And they made a gzera, we don't allow you, the Rav Yudah made a gzera, we don't allow you to write any document, shalor lishmo, any part of any document, even the tofes out to Torah, and shar shtaras out to get, not to confuse matters. And Rab Lozer, Machshav B'chulam, Chutz Megitei Noshim, Rab Lozer says, Shtori Mamon, don't need the Shema. You're not going to get confused. Shar Shtori Sot the Gittin, that's too far-fetched, Gzeira. But the Torah, the Tofus out to the Torah, that he is Gozer. Tofus out to Torah, Gozer. Shtori Sot the Gittin, like Gozer, fine. Then the last line, we learn, Shinema, Mishum Shinema, Dabino, fine. Then the Gemara says, on the second line from the top, that we're trying to figure out the Pirush Amilus in the Mishnah says Mifnei HaTakana. Again, the Tanakama, we don't passim like the Tanakama. We're just trying to figure out what did the Tanakama say. So the Tanakama says we only insist that the Torah of the Get has to be written Shmo. The Tofus does not have to be written Shmo. And this distinction is a Takana. Which direction is a Takana? So the first pshat was Rabbi Yonason. We give the Sefer a break. Right. It's going to be too difficult for the Sefer to write everything in the Shema, so we make a break. We don't make a Chumra. We never made a Chumra with the Rabbana to require the Tefes. Lishma, Mishum Takanas HaSefer. That's the first Pshat. The second Pshat, Rab Shapsa Yomar. Rab Shapsa Yomar Cheskia. Rab Shapsa says in the name of Cheskia. Cheskia was also one of the earlier Amoraim. Mishum Ktota. The Mipnei HaTakana is not the reason why we allow the Tofes to be written Shlo Lishma. That's the reason why we don't allow the Torah to be written Lishma. That's why we don't allow the Torah to be written Shlo Lishma. What does it mean? Rab Meir, the Mishnah doesn't go like Rab Loza. The Mishnah goes like Rab Meir. Rab Meir holds, even if one man wrote the get for his wife, but he didn't sign, and no one signed it yet. And then he changes his mind. Then the other man finds the get in the garbage and he picks it up and he says, hey, I want, it's the same name, I'm going to divorce my wife. So Rav Meir Shita says that that's okay. Rav Meir holds that you don't need ksiva lishma. When it says because of lishma, goes on the chasima seidim. So let's say the sefer has nothing to do. He lives in a little village in Gansan, 25 families in this slow season. So he's going to write a get for every couple in case they'll get divorced. I'll have a get ready. In case they'll get divorced, I'll have a get ready. So coming to Rav Meir, there's nothing wrong. Nothing wrong. The get can be written shalom lishma. The chasim seidim has to be lishma. So the Mishnah goes like Rav Meir. The mikra din deraisa, the sefer can do this. He can prepare a get for everybody, and if they want, he'll pull it out from the file and give him his get, and they'll just have the chasim lishma. So we don't allow you to write the toref shalom lishma, the names. This will cause a machlokes. There won't be any shalom bayis.
Like
yeah, the wife will find out that the sefer has a get. She won't realize he has nothing to do, and he wrote a get for every couple in the city. She'll find out that there's a get. Yeah, she'll find out there's a get waiting for her. So she'll think my husband has a mind to divorce me. So this the husband will find out that there'll be a machlokes. Mishum kitata.
What is a get?
By the sefer and his file.
Yeah, but when she sees pull it
down. One day, yeah. No, one day.
The wife tells.
Conversation, yeah.
She won't pull alimony or whatever.
She'll mention. She'll find out accidentally that there's a get that has her name on it.
And it's a small community parlor.
Yeah, a little village. In Gansan, a different shot. Chizki says in Gansan, a different shot. The Mishnah goes, Nacham, I like Reb Meir. The Omeidi Chasima Karsi. Ubedinhu, the din should have been on the level of the Raisa. After the Torah of Nami Lichtov, you may write everything Shaloi Lishma. Because the only thing that needs Ksiba Lishma is the Chasima Seidim. Obe Zimnin, sometimes, the Shoma Leila Sefer, the wife, will hear the Sefer writing. The Kokosiv, she'll hear that the Sefer is writing a get. Let's say he'll sing through the window, she'll hear, she's walking in the street. Well, she'll hear the sefer is saying, as he's writing, the name of the husband, the name of the wife. And there's only one couple with that name in the village, so she'll think that her husband commissioned the sefer to write again. The sovra, ihi, the sovra, she will think, ihu komalei, my husband must have told them. And it'll cause a rift in Shalom Bayis. So the pshat in the takkone is punk faker. They made a takkon, that's how Chizkiya says, they made a takkon of the Rabbanon that the sefer should not write the Torah.
Even though
strictly speaking, there's punkt faket from the original pshat. The original pshat was the Mishnah goes like Rabbi Lazar, and we make a takana, we give the sefer a break that we permit him to write the tofes shalom lishma. We should have made the Rabbanan insisted that the tofes should also be lishma, like the second version of Rabbi Lazar holds. Like we pass him that the tofes would go the tofes out the Torah by the get. So the Tanakhama says they were never goes it. And the second pshat is in Gansen faket, everything faket. Rav Chizda Omer Ravimi has a third pshat. Mishum takonis agunis. It's not a hashash. It's not that the takana was to give the sefer a break, that he shouldn't have to work under pressure. We ease his burden. That we need a get, he'll only have to spend half the time, because half the get will be written already. And it's not Mishum takonis sholam bayis that she may overhear, whatever. In Gansan, a different pshat. Mishum takonis agunis. What does that exactly mean? So there are two totally different versions over here also. Amri lo Rav Meir, the Amri lo Rav Loza. Some say that this third pshat, Rav Chizda, in the name of Avimi, is within Rav Meir, and some say it's within Rav Loza. Namely, Amri lo Rav Meir, one version says it goes like Rav Meir, the Amar, what does it mean? Ede Hasima Karsi. So what does that mean? That the ksiva of the get does not have to be lishma. The whole 12 lines can be written shalom lishma. You don't need, you just need the chasima should be lishma. Uvidinhu and the din deraisa should have been. Nothing the Torah Nami lichtav. You can write everything shalom lishma. However, the zimnin, sometimes navalei ketata bahado, sometimes the husband will be tzikrik with his wife. And then, in a fit of rage, if he'll go to the sefer and says, write me a get, so today it takes 25 minutes till you write a get. But we don't go to the sefer. They first go to the rabbi, till the rabbi arranges, till the yadim comes, it takes, so he may change his mind. If he's just in a rage, a fit of rage, so he can change his mind. His manigma, they didn't go to the rabbi. The later Amorai made a takana, Mishenei David, to get Megiddushin, that you have to have a rabbi, a big Tamachachim, be Mesadar to get. But in the early Tkufas, the Gemara uses a lashon in the end of Bava Batsu, Otta called the Megarish, but they did the Megarish. What everybody gets to get, goes to the Bezin. They didn't go to Bezin. The husband went to the Seif and they wrote a get. So that's what the Gemara was afraid. That's how this Mandama. Amila, the version is, the husband will be Tzikrik with his wife, and he'll get angry, he'll go to the Seifer. Sefer will have the get on file. I give him the get, 1, 2, 3, in 5 minutes. Yeah.
Coin.
Yeah. Like the Gemara says by the coin. That's why they instituted a get in the kosher, that it should take more time. You should delay. Because the Kohanim, once he divorces his wife, he can't remarry her. So they made a takana that the Kohanim should give a get mikush, should take long. So here also, they made a takana the Rabbanon, not to permit the sofer to have the gittin prepared for all of the couples in the community. Because, mishum takonis agunis, that he may, it's not really, that's not what we call an aguna. We usually, in modern language, a modern day aguna means a woman who is an Asian, says she's stuck. Zotnishken man, zotnishken andaman, so she's stuck with nothing. Here is a different aguna. He'll divorce his wife and she'll be goodbye. So she won't have anybody and she's not working for a living. His mana atanoim, the women sat her and they could left arms, whatever they did. They did the wash, they took it. She'll be all by herself.
That's not katola. Should be met a divorce. With the
word, what does the word aguna mean? Ogen. Ogen of a boat is the anchor.
The anchor. Should we anchor?
Stuck. So we use the word aguna. The woman is mamish stuck. Neither here nor there. Mamish stuck. In Shulchan Aruch and aguna, that's the way it's usually in Shulchan Aruch. Aguna means she doesn't have the husband, she doesn't have anybody. But you can call this one also. She's stuck without a husband. Yeah. She'll be able, she'll be free to get herself another husband. But still, it'll be hard.
She can make it.
What
does it mean, most of love?
He'll give it again. The husband will be angry, right? I'll throw the get to her.
She'll be stuck.
She'll sit until she'll find another shidduch. It'll be hard for the grusha to find another shidduch. She won't be in aguna the way we call it today. Aguna means she doesn't have the right to marry. She will have the right, but it'll be difficult for her.
Locked in,
yeah. An Amri law, and the other version holds, Shach in the Mishnah, Takanas Gunas Faker. The Mishnah goes like Rab Loza Dama Eide Misira Karasi. What does it mean, Eide Misira Karasi? That you don't need Eide Chasim at all. A get is good without it. Menatar, you don't even need it at all. So what needs Ksiva Lishma? The first 12 lines need. We really shouldn't allow them to write anything. We should really insist that all the 12 lines should be written. Sometimes the husband will be traveling away on a long trip, and the wife will say, "Have rachmanis, give me a get." He may disappear. He may not come back for a couple of years. So the wife will say, "Have rachmanis, give me a get. If you've gone away for so many years, give me a get." So say, "Okay, let's give a get." And then he doesn't have time to wait, and it's going to take the sefer for 5 hours. Today, to make a get. And my father told me, my father was sometimes beside a get at the dock, a man was about to go on the boat, he was going to go away to China or something for years and years. Sometimes you have to decide to get in the airport, because the Meshugan is going to leave, and it's either now or never, you're not going to give it a get. So that's what the Gemara learns, Pshat in the Mishnah, Zimd in the Boil Amazel and Menina Sayam. Sometimes the husband will be interested in traveling away. And then the wife will say, "What do you mean you're traveling for a couple of years? Goodbye. I'll see you in 5 years. What do you mean goodbye? Give me a get."
Huh? That should be an aguna.
Yeah. So he'll say, "Okay, if the sefer will finish the get before the plane leaves, before the boat leaves, good." Sefer will take him a couple of hours till he finishes, because he's not rogel to write the get. He doesn't have such a shimush to write the get. Le'ashkach safer, he won't find a sefer who can just do it so quickly. Leave the wife alone. Mishavik la'ba'azil. He'll say goodbye. This is a real aguna. This is a real aguna. She's hotnishken man, hotnishken ander man. So then, that's the other pshat. Mishum takonas agunas. So there are four pshatim in the Mishnah. What does it mean? What's the takonas agunas? That's the reason why we allow the sefer to write the tofes shalo lishma. We really shouldn't have allowed that either. We give the sefer a break. We allow him to write the tofes shalo lishma, either to give the sefer a break or to give the wife a break. Well, that's the reason why we don't allow the sefer to write
the Torah.
Why? Either because it'll make toto, or because he'll be too quick to give his wife a gift. If the sefer will have it all prepared, he'll be in a fit of rage. He'll go to the sefer in 10 minutes, and his wife will be gegetza like this. It'll take Chach a couple of hours. He may change his mind. Cool. So these were the four pshatim that the Imar gave in the Mishnah.
The last one is that the boat will leave, and the sefer will never finish yet.
Right.
The Shiva Kolodah.
The fourth pshat. So then she'll really be an aguna. Yeah. Then the wife will literally be an aguna. Okay. Halacha Ma'aseh, doesn't matter. We don't pass like the Tanakam. We pass like Rab Loza. the third time in the Mishnah.
So we don't write anything beforehand anyhow.
Right, because that's Rav Loza.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
We pass on like Rav Loza, who makes the Gzeirat Tofis Otu Torah in a get. And in Shar Shtaros,
there's no such thing.
He said, that the Mishnah is going to be allowed to write the Torah. No?
No, we don't go like this.
The Tanakhama says, we allow you to write the Tofes. That's the first Tanis version of Rav Loza. Straight Tanoi Aliba de Rav Loza. So we don't pass like the first version of Rav Loza. We don't pass like the Tanakhama. Whatever he said, whether he's Rav Meir speaking or Rav Loza, we don't pass like him. We pass like the second. Like the second version of Rav Loza.
How could the Rabbanan take away a din deraisa from the kosher? If the shevah passed, they could, but here's they're telling him mamish not to write. They're telling him.
So what?
Zayir the Rabbanan. We give you a recommendation, mishum shalom bayis or whatever, not to write, not to have anything pretend.
Yeah, it's not taking away anything.
Because it's going to cause. It's going to cause a rift in the marriages. It's going to cause people to hasten to divorce their wives. Or it's going to cause a breakdown in Shalom Bayis. So they prohibit the suffering from writing it. Why not? They do a lot of times like that. And this week's Sedra, the Chumash says that the men and the women donated for the Melechas HaMishkan. It's interesting that the Medrash points out that the Gemara has this also, that Rosh Chodesh was instituted as a yontif for the women. Why is Rosh Chodesh a yontif for the women? So the Daz Zakenim and Bali HaTosis explains that it's in commemoration of the Chanukah HaMishkan, that the Chanukah HaMishkan was on Rosh Chodesh Nissan, and the women celebrate not once a year, every Rosh Chodesh Nissan, they celebrate every Rosh Chodesh, they celebrate in commemoration of the Chanukah HaMishkan. Why only the women celebrate? Why shouldn't the men celebrate? The Pasuk says the men and the women. Everybody participated in the Chanukah HaMishkan. They all donated. Women donated. Their jewelry is harder than the men. But everybody donated. So the Medrash says no, because the women's donation was more significant and more meaningful. Because the men, Stam, they took it off for tax purposes. But whenever there's any cause, so they gave money, whether the cause was a valid cause or not a valid cause. When they made an egel, so the Medrash says, Netzvoim le'egel, Ben Osman, they ask them to give money for an Avodah Zarah, they'll give for that. And Tvayim LeMishkan Osman, they ask them to give for the Mishkan, they give for that too. So that the men give for the Mishkan was a mitzvah, but it's not farechent as Azag Valdige mitzvah, because they just had such a generous feeling, they give whenever they're asked to give, so they give without really checking in to see if it's a valid cause. But the women were discriminating. They didn't give for their ego, they didn't give for improper causes, they only gave for the Mishkan. Yeah, so that's why the Chanukah HaMishkan was on Rosh Chodesh. That's why every Rosh Chodesh is a yontif for the women. So it's an interesting comment that they quote in the name of the Arizal. They have from the Likutei Kehara of the Arizal. The Gemara says in Yevamos, "Ein ben David bo ashiach lekol neshama shebaguf." There's a spot in heaven that's called Guf, Gimel Vav Pei, and that's where all the Yiddish and neshamas are. That's our Tosfos once pshat in the Gemara. That place contains all the Yiddish and neshamas. So every time another Jewish baby is born, another neshama is brought down from that guf. And when will Mashiach come? When all of the neshamas from that guf will be brought into the world, then Mashiach will come. That's where the Gemara has one opinion in Maseches Yevamos regarding the mitzvah of Pirah V'Rivya. Let's say a person had a son and a daughter, and the children died before they had a chance to get married and have their own children. So we pask him that he's not Yotzei Pirah V'Rivya. He's only Yotzei if the children are healthy and normal, and they're able to get married, and then they're going to have their own children, they're going to be a hemshech of the doiris. But if they die, or they're not normal, or not healthy, whatever, so then he's not Yotzei Pirah V'Rivya. And there's one opinion in the Gemara, Afilu Meisu, he's also Yotzei Pirah V'Rivya. So, Tavos Bashtei the mitzvah from Pirah V'Rivya, just to give birth to children, what's the toelis, what's the tachlis? So the Gemara says, that mandama holds that the nature of the mitzvah of Pirah V'Rivya is to hasten the coming of Mashiach. Because every time in the Shama, every time a Yiddish in the Shama is born, even though the baby dies a year later, to use up the Neshamas. Every time a baby is born, you use another Neshama, so Mashiach will be coming first. So they quote from the Arizal, and what's going to be when they use up all the Neshamas, so there won't be any more children born.
Yeah.
They're going to be Goyish and Neshamas. What are you going to do? So he says they're going to recycle the Neshamas. They're going to start using the old Neshamas. Gilgal Neshamas. They're going to start using the old Neshamas. So he says, which neshamas are they going to start using? So he says, when Mashiach is going to be about to come, and all the neshamas will be used, so the babies that are going to be born are going to be from the recycled neshamas from the first door of Maimon HaSinai. That's when the Yiddish and neshamas began. the Ovis also had a partial Kedushas Yisrael, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yanke, but that Kedem Matan Torah, they didn't have a full Kedushas Yisrael. The full Kedushas Yisrael was after Maimon HaSinai, when they had the Geirus. The Gemara learns out all the halachas of Geirus from Maimon HaSinai. So that's what they quote from the Arizal in the Sefer Likutei Torah. The Achranim, the later, I don't read the Likutei Arizal, but the Sefer Halacha quoted from the Arizal, that the neshamas of the women in the generation where Mashiach is going to come are going to be higher, on a higher level than the neshamas of the men, because they're going to be the Gilgal of those neshamas from the Dor HaMidbar, the first Dor, that the women understood that you have to be discerning, that you go for the right causes, you don't go for the wrong causes. So some people wonder, in our generation, do we really see this? That the women attack on such a... People hold the Mashiach is around the corner. Mashiach is around the corner. They've been saying this for many years already. Mashiach is around the corner. In the Haskamah to the Chofetz Chaim's Mishnah Brura, that was written by Rav Kook. The Haskamah officially has the name of Rav Kook Shver, the Aderis, Rav Eliyahu David Rabinovich Tom. He was the Rav in Panevezh at that time. And later he moved to Yerushalayim. So that was the first Shver of Rav Kook. The wife died, he had no children, then he married another wife and he had his children from the second wife. So they say that Loshen, we hear the Pamei HaMashiach, we hear the footsteps of Mashiach. It was written 100 years ago. So he hears the footsteps of the Mashiach. What he saw in that generation, that the women were on a higher madrega. I don't know. In our generation, people wonder, do we really see that the women, maybe they are. It's a questionable. Are the women taka? Tariz also had this commenting on a pasuk in Yeshaya, I think. A pasuk in the end of Yeshaya, where it says something about the women being on a higher madrega than the men. Limos HaMashiach. So he says that's the reason why. Because they're going to be recycling the neshamas, and you're going to have the repeat of what it was in the days of the Dor HaMidbar. No, that's what we're hoping for.
That. They shouldn't complain.
I published it. When I printed my tshuva 12 years ago on the women, I quoted that.
Did you hear from him?
Yes. I have to send it back.